This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
You excited?
For what?
I don't know. It's Friday.
No, I mean, what a... No. You could do anything on the weekend. It's not like I'm 20 anymore.
This weekend, you could have big plans for all I know. I don't know. Maybe meeting a lady, maybe...
Oh, I got a story to tell you.
You do?
I do.
That sparked...
No. Nothing to do with ladies.
Oh.
About the gift you got me for Christmas and forgot to give it to me and then gave it to me for my birthday.
Yes.
The hat.
Yes. You have a story for me
Yes, a story about my veteran hat. It worked exactly the way you wanted it to work.
Stop.
I'm not lying. I'll tell you. I was at the car wash today.
Okay.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
You better not be teasing me.
I'm not teasing you. So if you don't know, you haven't listened to the program for a long time or whatever, Slim is always more excited about the fact that I am a veteran of a foreign war than I am excited about the fact that I'm a veteran of a foreign war.
You never bring it up even when it's applicable. That's my thing. Is that there's times when I'm like, why didn't you mention that?
Right.
You know?
Well, there'll be times like we'll be somewhere and somebody will be arguing with me and they'll be like, well, let me tell you something as a veteran. And they'll be, and I never just say, well, let me tell you something as one, too. Like, I'm like, well, it doesn't matter, whatever.
Right.
And I just think, why did you tell him?
You don't have to, you know, make it your whole personality, but for Christ's sake, the guy was belittling you and you using his service
right.
as a reason, and you're not doing anything to stand up for yourself. So I started to notice more and more people, which makes sense.
The best of all time was the guy that called you out and said you were a fake veteran.
Right, oh, yeah. Right.
And then
he was a fake veteran. Just unbelievable.
Who was arrested for it?
It's like the people. It's like the preachers, you know, rallying right. against gay people.
I was so shocked that guy ended up having that like stolen valor.
He went on Facebook and was like, "I looked into Lazo, and he's not a real veteran. I pulled his
I want his DD-214. Right. I'm like, what is this guy talking about?
And so then, your buddies were commenting like, "No, I was there with him. I served with him. Like, I promise
they're like,
you.
I don't know how it ended.
Right. And then like, he was gone one day, but he was there.
And then like 2 days later, as on Facebook, like local guy arrested for stolen valor.
It was in the news. He'd been polishing medals that weren't his and posting them on Facebook. Like,
which we met him because he was one of the guys that was guarding the Army recruitment center after that shooting.
Yeah. That was amazing. But I've started to notice more guys wearing the Desert Storm veteran hats, which I always kind of associate with Vietnam and World War II, the black hats.
Right.
But as soon as you see it, you know it's some sort of veteran. If you get close enough, you read it and you see, okay, is it Vietnam? Right. Is it World War II? What is it? And sometimes it'll say, you know, a little more specific what you, which branch you were in, right?
Right.
And I was at something, I think I was at the zoo with my family. This was sometime last year, and I noticed a guy in a Desert Storm hat, and I thought, I've talked to Lazo about this before. Why doesn't he have one of these Desert Storm hats? He doesn't have to wear it all the time, but he can stick it in his car. Just have it. Just It's like this right that you earned that you're not taking advantage of because the rest of us are not allowed to wear those.
I know.
And, you know, and there's pride that those people have earned in being able to wear those hats. So I got you one for Christmas, hoping that maybe occasionally you might wear it or have it in the back of your car window or whatever.
So anyway, my oldest son, doesn't matter, he has a car, right? And he tells me the check engine light went on.
Okay.
Well, I'm like, all right, so this morning, I'm like, I'm going to take your car. I'll take it up to AutoZone, plug that little goddamn thing in, right?
Yeah.
And I plug it in. It's the same problem I had before. So
the gas cap thing? The,
like the
pressure sensor thing. It's always the same thing with those Fords.
And I had just taken it in to get it fixed. So, you know, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So, all right. But at least you can drive it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's too much of the story. That doesn't have much to do with it. After that, I get in. I'm like, oh, man, this kid hasn't, you know, his car's pretty clean, but he hasn't had it, like, you know, armor all
detailed
or anything in a while,
thing?
You know, he works and, you know, so I'm like, you know what, I got the car and I just drive it up there and have them, you know, clean it up, right?
That's nice little surprise for him.
There you go, man. So I take it up there. As I walk in, there's this old guy who's got to be, you know, I don't know, 1500, 1600 years old, and he's sitting in a chair, right?
Is that the car wash?
He's got a walker, right?
I already imagined the walker, yeah.
And so I walk by and there's another guy talking to him and I see, I forgot this part. As I start to get out of the car for them to wash it, right?
Yeah.
I realize, like, man, I haven't showered or anything. I got, like, a sweatshirt on and, like, boxer shorts kind of deal. You know what I mean? Like, sleep shorts. And I'm like, man, if someone that knew me saw me here, that's an embarrassing look. So, and my hair is all, you know, like, you haven't done anything with it. So I grab a hat, and the hat you bought me is in the car. So I put it on backwards, and then, boom, I get out. I see this guy. The guy next to him says, they're talking, and he says to him, like, you know, so you're in Normandy? And so as
Normandy,
I went,
Jesus.
Well, this guy was 6'9". I kind of giggled to myself because I saw him. He's got a veteran's hat on, but I'm like, clearly he's a Vietnam veteran, bro. He wasn't in Normandy.
Right.
So I kind of chuckled to myself, right, as I walked by. And then I come back around, and the guy, the older guy, he says to me, he said, oh, you're in Desert Storm. And I look at him. He's a World War II veteran.
No, so he is World War II. That's what his hat said, World War II?
God, how many of them are still alive?
There can't be many, man. Now, when
that's
I was
really
a kid,
cool to meet somebody who was like Norman.
Absolutely.
That stood up and shook my hand.
He did?
Yeah, give me a little side hug.
That's exactly what I was going for. That is exactly what I was going for.
On backwards? I don't think one of those vets' hats has ever been put on backwards.
I had mine on backwards.
Maybe some of those Desert Storm guys.
The other guy kept talking to him about Normandy. He didn't say anything to me. I was like, oh, you know, military's changed, bro. But I had it on backwards, you know, and then he stood up. Yeah. I pushed him down, yelled, Free Palestine. I just gave him like a Christian side hug and was like, oh, man. You know, and he was like, thank you. I'm like, thank you. And
that's exactly what Slim was dreaming of.
That truly is what I was dreaming of. It really, really was. I'm very excited for you. I hope you wear it more often.
The Church of Laszlo.
Well, so I'm not the celebrity gossip guy. I don't know a ton about what's going on with celebrity gossip. I turned to Snowcone. He knows one out of five big stories. If it's big.
And I try and keep up.
And there's stuff that I hear about that I just feel like I'm hammered with over and over. And I even, you know, you try to ignore it at first. It's like the five stages, kind of. Because I'm just in denial. And then it's like, all right, well, maybe Snowcone can tell me some of this. I eventually get to a point of acceptance where I go, this is obviously some huge story, even if I don't understand why it's a huge story.
A lot of times I don't recognize any of the names in the story.
But I feel like I'm missing out on jokes. Like, there'll be award shows or SNL, you know, with the Ryan Reynolds thing. They're obviously referencing this story about Blake Lively, his wife. And it's like, this is just such a massive story. They expect people to know it. I know very little. I know that it involves Blake Lively. I'm aware of her. I think she seems like a pretty woman.
They were mad at her or something.
Yeah. She did a movie with this Baldoni guy.
Justin Baldoni.
And apparently, she had some accusations about Baldoni. I don't remember who fired the first shot, how it went back and forth, but it certainly went back and forth.
It did.
And then there was like more accusations. Well, I saw today... The big thing, I don't know if you saw this, Snowcone, is that as this battle is going back and forth, since this is going to court, because I don't know who's suing. They're both suing each other, right? Because I don't remember who sued first, but one of them said, I'm suing you. Right. I think it was Lively, and then he said, I'm suing you back or something, whatever. But she has now, first of all, her lawyer, she shares a lawyer with her husband, which makes sense. I just imagine they're rich, they're powerful, they have like a... You know, a family lawyer, a family attorney, and he represents them. So this lawyer, who happens to represent both of them, has gone to the court and said, listen, judge, with this lawsuit going on, there's been some, I guess they've turned over some text messages and things like that, some phone information, things that were discussed in phones. And the lawyer has said, I need you to do us a favor.
Do me a solid here.
Keep all this stuff under lock and key, because what we don't want is for text conversations between Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, and their celebrity friends to get out. Because those can be taken in a bad way. They can be taken out of context, whatever. Yeah. Absolutely.
Another twist in the ongoing legal saga between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. During a court hearing Thursday, Lively and husband Ryan Reynolds' attorney arguing that Baldoni should not have access to certain texts between the movie star couple and their high-profile friends. Lively and Reynolds' lawyer saying there is a significant chance of irreparable harm if marginal conversations with high-profile individuals with no relevance to the case were to fall into the wrong hands.
Now, Snowcone, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding, which is, I don't have much here, but my understanding is, you know, if you're in a lawsuit with someone, you have discovery, right? You're allowed to know what they have on you, all those things. Uh-huh. And in a case like this, where there's these accusations going back and forth, that sounds to me like Baldoni or his lawyers or somebody maybe would say, hey, we want to see what was actually said. We want access to these phone records. We'd like to see, because if you've got something that could show that, she looks more guilty than my client, or that it makes him look less guilty, whatever the case, we'd like access to that. But at the same time, her lawyer is saying, yeah, okay, I understand that that's how it works, but we don't want this stuff getting out, because if your client gets a hold of these texts, first of all, there's nothing in there. You know, you just have to trust us on that. It's not important to the case. And if your client gets a hold of this stuff, our clients are big enough celebrities that this stuff is going to get leaked, which is true.
Well, I'm torn here because there's already been some stuff that's leaked, right?
There's
been texts of her, Blake Lively texted Justin Baldoni, and something along the lines of they had a meeting at her house. And right as he was leaving, after like 2 hours, very heated meeting, apparently, Taylor Swift shows up. She's best friends with Blake Lively. She then apparently texts Justin Baldoni and says, like...
Taylor Swift does?
No. Okay. Blake Lively does and says, you know, help we can get this figured out. The people in my life really care about me. I got dogs or, like, you know, guards around me. You know, implying that Taylor Swift could, like...
Like D-A-W-G-S? Take him down. I got dogs
like
on my side?
Like, I'll use Taylor Swift to bring you down.
Right.
It's implied,
Taylor
at least
Swift
people
found
think.
Out about that and is very upset with Blake Lively.
And they may not even be friends anymore.
Oh, wow.
There's been this big debate
about whether... implications that can happen through this stuff.
Yeah. So that's probably... That whole thing with Taylor Swift... Whether and how much of that stuff is true, we have no way of knowing.
Like
there was a lot
of
talk about.
This motion is probably trying to protect the Taylor Swift. Messages.
That's what it seems like. That this is a direct response to. Right. We've already had this problem with Taylor Swift, and it makes me think that the Taylor Swift relationship with Blake Lively being, you know,
splintered is true.
And they were like that besties.
They were good friends. I didn't know that they were besties. I just assumed that they said that they were friends. I kept seeing they were friends, and they were saying, friends. Is the friendship over? And it was all because of this text message or email. I don't remember what that was that had gotten out.
And Taylor had already felt like when she showed up that it was kind of like she was asked to come over at that certain time, and she kind of took it as like,
how do you know this?
It was through those these text messages.
But the text message from Taylor was like, I feel like you used me and sent me.
No. So that would be like a source close to Taylor.
That's what they say. That's why you never know if
Which
you can believe that
means,
stuff.
You know, she had her publicist put this out.
Right. Or it's just made up completely. I never know what that stuff, like a source says this. What source? And who's reporting this to begin with? Which one of the gossip rags is reporting it to begin with? But I see both sides of this because I'm not a celebrity. Shocking, I know. But I understand that you have this right to this discovery, and that if you think there's stuff in there that could potentially make you look...
I'm not a judge. I thought it would only be... You would only have a right to the discovery of my phone, which is about...
If they're going to use it?
If it's relevant to you.
If it's relevant to the case, right? Yeah. So, like, if Ryan Reynolds was just texting, you know, his buddies, like, you know, hey, come over and let's...
Yeah, you can't get... You can't request that. Like, no, you can't request that. So. Which tells me that this stuff that they're asking to keep under lock and key, they must be worried that those lawyers think...
But it could stuff be that where they're just like, hey, what's going on with this guy? I heard you had a hard time. And then she's saying whatever. So I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know either. I do know that.
I don't know if Blake Lively's hot.
That's what matters. That's what really matters. Right. And, you know, I know it was wrong that everyone shared those naked pictures of her. But
so leave him alone.
She was good in The Town, you know.
Right, she was good in The Town.
She was very good.
She's just a very, very, very attractive woman. And I think that says it all. And what else? That's why when I see a story like this, I'm like, Blake Lively versus who?
Yeah.
Baldoni? And they're like, no, you know who he is? Oh, by the way, his wife pretty hot. I was watching something the other night. I was like, "Who's this hot piece of ass?" And I looked her up, and it said something Baldoni, and it said that she was married to him. I was like, "Whoa, I thought that could be relevant to this case."
Is that her preferred pronoun? Hot piece of ass.
I didn't ask, but I would assume so after what I'd seen. But I honestly sat there. I said to Brooke, "I was like, well, look, this is like evidence that he's probably not harassing Blake Lively because look how hot his wife is." He doesn't need Blake. She's like, "That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard." I was like, "You're right.
No,
right. I guess I'm just
you just bent the knee to the woman in your house."
Well, no, it's
that you need to harass her.
Guys cheat on their hot wives all the time. He lives in a different world than me. Just because I look at her, go no, and I don't even know exactly what Baldoni. It has nothing to do with cheating, right? It does have to do with some inappropriate workplace banter involving Blake Lively. Maybe looking at pictures of her when they were on the set of whatever the hell that movie was called. It was a Netflix movie, right? It Ends With Us or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And what wasn't that one of the things that some of the guys were sitting around looking at pictures of her or talking about her?
Yeah, there's a little.
I just imagine those guys looking at those fappening pictures. You know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's hard to imagine that on a movie set you're like, hey, have you seen these? Like, of course I've already seen them. Why are you showing me here?
That is not hard.
It would be
at all.
No,
if Blake Lively was in here doing an interview with us, we'd be sending pictures of her naked back and forth to each other on our phone.
Well, yes, I guess. Except that you do it beforehand.
Like, oh, look at this. No, you'd be like, I would send you one right now. I'd be like, look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who you're talking to.
Fair. And then that's the thing. Blake Lively's so hot that it doesn't. It's a whole other world. Nothing makes sense, so I don't know. I don't know what the guy's totally accused of. I don't know what... He basically seems to me like she accused him of inappropriate behavior, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, Socone, he counters with, well, she's a bitch? Is that what he countered with? Like, you wanted to write your own ending to this movie and have creative control, and there's no making you happy?
I should have had a better lawyer. If you can use the she's a bitch defense...
This guy's...
Man, my life would have been a lot easier.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hey, I got to talk to you real quick about something. One, people are talking about going and getting the Church of Laszlo vodka. Go and do that. Somebody said, where's it at? And Poncho on Twitch, he said off the top of his head, Santa Fe Liquors, Dick's Liquors, Missy's, Metcalf Discount, MDL, Justin's. So if you see that, buy it. Or just go to your favorite liquor store and ask for it by name. Isn't that?
Yeah, I think you're allowed to do that. Yeah.
So, hey, give me that Church of Laszlo vodka.
Yeah.
Also, I want to talk to you about something. There's a big furt guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on our Reddit page, really upset about me eating on air and then you eating jalapeno chips yesterday.
I'd like to know that everybody knows I
passed it down. I didn't have a jalapeno chip on
I know, but that was me yesterday. I don't normally eat at work at all. And then yesterday, not only did I ate right on the microphone. Just right there. Well, you know, I don't think anything of it.
No.
We don't have a no food policy on the show. We never have had. So you know, people eat at work sometimes.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to be upset about. I think maybe he just might be in radio or something, and so he said it was unprofessional.
Yeah.
And it bothers him. But I just want to say, like, you know, 20-some-odd years ago when we started the show together, we said, you know, let's make sure that we do it the way we want to do it. Let's not let anybody tell us what to do until it no longer becomes ours and it's just, you know, somebody else's, right?
Yeah.
We're just do it the way we want to do it. And one of the things we said early on was it's a bar. It even had an address somewhere, corner of McShinkles and something.
7th and Hardy.
Yeah, 7th and Hardy, thank you. Called McShinkles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bar. That's the way we've always thought of this show. It's just a bar. It's just a bar. Right now, sometimes, you know, people come and go. There's different people, right? But it's a bar, and we sit around, and we drink, and we talk S on, you know, kind of what's going on in the world. Talk about sports. I don't know. Sometimes the conversation, you know, I like. Sometimes I don't. Like, these two idiots are talking about Blake Lively. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
It's at a bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chime in every once in a while, and that's it.
Yeah.
And sometimes at a bar, you drink. And sometimes at a bar, you eat. And if you don't like the bar that you're in, then just go to a different bar. Go to one that doesn't have eating. Right? It really, like, but
do.
This is the way it's always been. Like, the one thing I was happy that you pointed out that it's unprofessional, because I would absolutely agree that what we do here is completely unprofessional.
Not arguing that. But,
if you think of it as opposed to, well, I'd like it to be a professional radio show, well, there's plenty of those.
Yes.
Plenty of those. This is an unprofessional radio show. Don't even think of it as a radio show. Just think of it as you just happen to walk into a bar. It's got a jukebox that I hope you like half the time, some of the time, right? And then we just talk. And it's a bar. Right now I'm chewing gum. I hope that doesn't bother you. But if it does, like if you walked into a bar and someone was eating, would you be like, God damn it. Why are you eating in front of me?
No.
Freaks me out. No, you wouldn't.
Would not.
So, there you go. So, you're eating jalapeno chips yesterday. It did not bother me at all.
I'm good. I'm glad to hear that. And I apologize to the people that I did offend. I didn't mean to. I just haven't been feeling so great. And I suddenly got very hungry yesterday. So, I had an Italian sandwich and some jalapeno chips and a Coke, you know? I read somewhere that those things were good for you and that they make you feel
better.
They
got donuts out there. You should go eat one of those. Plus, I think it's quiet.
Passing on
if
the
you
donuts.
Eat a donut, it probably won't make any noise. I don't know that to be true, but I'd like to find out. I'd like to find out if you can hear the smooshing or not.
Well, I've eaten donuts. Actually, I ate a donut in here not that long ago, and the only people that noticed were watching on Twitch, so it must be a little bit quieter. I've been passing those donuts today, just because
go get one. It looks good.
I know, but I haven't been feeling great. I do want one. I do want to
go get one.
I should. I shouldn't
act like a woman now.
But I should, shouldn't I? It's not that often.
If you say it's going to go straight to my hips, I will come across this table.
It will. It will, though.
The Church of Laszlo.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo! How was that donut?
Finished it before we went on the air.
Well, look at you. Not you. You got a donut in your mouth.
I do.
But nobody can tell the difference because you usually got a... in there anyway.
Why
is he so mumbled? Is it a donut or is it, as my father would say, you don't know your donuts because they're both in your mouth constantly.
That is what your dad would always say. Anyhow, the news, Gene Hackman, dead at 96.
Okay, we're talking dead. About it. He was a good actor. He wasn't that good.
Also, he wasn't young.
Be talking about for a week.
He wasn't young. It's weird. The fact that they're like, what killed him? I'm like, well, we kind of know what killed
him.
He
was 100.
Time killed him.
Yeah,
right.
Old as hell.
Now, what killed his wife might be interesting, but she's not really a celebrity.
No.
You know? So, okay. When you have all the information, then go ahead and give it to us. How many of these press conferences do we need?
9 days after legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, and one of their dogs were found dead in their 9,000-square-foot Santa Fe home, potential answers into their puzzling deaths. A press conference set for this afternoon with updates on the investigation, and with the medical examiner's office set to join for the first time, an indication that more information about both the timeline and the causes of death may be released.
Oh, it may be released. We're going to get the actual medical examiner to be part of the press conference for the first time later this afternoon. And that means we may get some more clues.
A 9,000-square-foot home. That's a pretty big home.
Yeah, it was. Big house. Mm. Well, I've heard that actors...
Was a good actor, so...
Yeah,
he had money, but
did it for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah,
put in some pretty big movies.
I mean, he was
but
in
still 9,000 square feet, big.
It was in New Mexico.
Yeah,
you know that was one of the things that surprised me. I'm always curious where celebrities live. Where'd you retire to? Where's your mansion? Obviously plenty of them in the Hollywood Hills, but when they live outside of, wasn't it Demi Moore that lived in Idaho? Or one of those. I think her and Ashton Kutcher lived in Idaho. You hear about celebrities living in different places. I feel like Montana and Wyoming are popular with rich people now. So I thought that was sort of interesting that he lived there. After that, if you guys want to come out with your final, findings, your results from all of these tests and tell us, that's fine. The daily press conferences, though, can stop. And to say, but this time the medical examiners are going to take part in... Gene Hackman was 96 years old.
Yeah.
That's just it. And it's as if... I don't know who I would... If you told me that a celebrity died and it got talked about this much, that they died in their home, and that we don't even have to say they're 90-some, but just that they were older, they were senior, and that they died in their home and it got this much press, I don't know who I would have guessed it was. It would be someone that would have surprised us, and it would have to be one of the biggest movie stars. Like, I know, I don't want to say it, Lazo, but Tom Hanks or something. Like, yeah, they'll probably talk about that every day until they get the results. Snowcone pointed out, though, that when Bob Saget died... It's not like he was the world's biggest celebrity or anything, and there was a lot of talk because there was some mystery.
He wasn't 96.
Well, that's the other thing. He was young.
Yeah.
Being 96 to me is that's enough.
Stuff
the fact that he was alive was actually
it's like
sort
a car
of news
with,
to me.
170,000 miles on it.
Yeah,
like you're like, something wrong. Like,
I know. That's why some people choose to get rid of these cars around now.
I think somewhere around 45 or 50 years old, that's when the human check engine light goes on.
They start to go
off.
The check engine lights
are on. Between 40 and 50, it starts to go on, where you're like, well, that's a knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, check engine light.
And then you go, can you replace it? You go, not on a car this old.
No. We don't even make them like that anymore.
We would total the whole thing at that point.
Insurance
would
pay for it.
Yeah, insurance would pay for it, but they're definitely not going to cover this. This is just expected normal wear and tear. You should probably trade it in, but you can't. So good luck, old dude. The Pope, speaking of old people dying, the Pope is, and look, I'm not trying to... speak ill of His Holiness. I'm wishing the Pope the best, but he's very old. He's very old. And well, the same guy who got offended at me eating chips, I could just see him now getting offended that I said something about his holiness. But there, people have been flocking to the hospital. They've been standing outside the hospital praying for the Pope. And last night, something happened that hadn't happened since he's been in the hospital. All of these supporters out there, these people praying for the Pope, they got to hear the Pope's voice. He sent them a message. And they even talked to some guy from New Jersey who was almost in tears because he certainly wasn't expecting it.
Because you're like me.
Spanish.
Tom Smith from New Jersey was there for the surprise greeting.
I was shocked in the beginning, and I thought, I knew right away that it was his voice.
I know that voice anywhere.
You know the Pope's voice.
I know. He was like, I knew right away that it was him, but I was shocked. He said, in that clip, God bless you, and may the Virgin protect you. So,
may a virgin protect you?
The virgin.
Oh. What about any virgin?
I don't know. There's probably something to be said for that. I don't know.
I think a virgin is hard to find, though.
Well,
hard to find a good virgin.
At
the age of consent.
This age. You mean at this age?
At any age, but you know, at the age of consent.
Well, when you were in high school, it was.
When I was in high school, I wasn't any virgin. I grew up in the 80s. I mean, you have to go back further than that.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I just mean when people. Junior high, is that when they were
I guess
still
maybe
virgins?
You probably could have found a virgin then, but you didn't want to tell you one thing. You did not find a lot of virgins in Stevenson High School when I was there.
Okay, well.
Not all by my doing. You know, it was kind of a group effort, I felt like, by the guys.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
Like Oz, you know, guys and California Coolers. You know, it just kind of all worked together.
I'm sure there are plenty of virgins in your high school.
By my high school?
Yes, you just need to ask around.
So, no.
I mean, maybe by senior year they get tougher to find.
Boy,
but freshman year, I'm sure there were still plenty of virgins.
Probably some that came in. They didn't leave that way.
You think that by the time freshman year's over, that's it? You think that if they had a God machine that could tell you the numbers, it would show there's fewer, statistically, basically 0%. Of the girls going into 10th grade?
Might have been some, I don't know.
The
ones you never saw, you know, maybe.
What's the age that people normally lose their virginity in the United States?
15, 16?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, I mean, that's high school. So
Exactly. That's 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, that's the average. There's got to be plenty of people who are a little late, some late bloomers. Don't they say kids now aren't having sex? Are they still saying that?
I don't know. I didn't go to high school now. I'm telling you what happened in my high school.
I know, but you said it's hard to find virgins. I'm telling you that some of these girls may be leaving high school now still virgins if those news stories are true. That they're not having sex anymore. Everything's done over Snapchat. I don't really believe it either. I mean, even if you don't hang out and socialize as much, you're still gonna right? That's the one thing. Like, if you are texting, that's what you're texting about. You're still horny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're still definitely horny. So at some point, you're like, okay, now we should get together.
Oh, yeah.
But even with that, just one thing in mind.
Yeah.
And even if we only have 20 minutes, that's about 18 more minutes than I'm going to need.
That's a good point. We had women arguing with us the other day that chatting online was cheating.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't think of that. Argument for our side. Well, if that's the case, then if you chatted with me and we had sex, and you know, if you're you were a virgin, but then you know, I don't know, we did some dirty chatting. Are you not a virgin anymore? The answer is no.
You're not a virgin anymore.
No, you are.
Oh,
you are.
Yeah.
But if you're sending stuff like that, probably not for long.
not for long at all. And I do think that eventually we're gonna meet up. I mean, as a parent. Your kids are teenagers now, so you know they're getting older. That's such a weird thing. Like of all the things that I imagine parents worry about, the main things being that first and foremost that they're healthy, right? Okay, they got 10 fingers and toes. They're healthy. That's your first concern. Okay,
when
then after
born?
That, as a parent, you're worried. Like, are they healthy? Do they stay healthy?
I'm not talking about like now.
No, like, well, still, your number one concern.
10 fingers?
Your number one concern is that they're healthy.
I didn't notice.
Is that they're healthy, they stay uninjured relatively, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, then, is that they're able to make friends. They are socially accepted by the group, by some group at least. And they're able to make friends.
You're hoping that they find their tribe,
whatever tribe
that is.
Yeah.
Find their tribe.
Yeah.
Comic books or sports or, you know, music, whatever it is, but you hope they
Doesn't
find
matter.
Their people.
Yeah, as long as it's their people. But I don't know as a parent if parents worry about, like, is my kid still a virgin?
Oh,
like,
man,
is that a concern?
First off, I think my kids are listening now, so, you know.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm saying
in general, do parents get to a point where
they...
We don't discuss that.
Well,
no. Of course, you don't discuss it with your kids.
I'm saying any sex with my kids. I never had to talk.
Oh, of course not. I should hope not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying parents, I'm asking...
I heard Dr. Drew say one. Somebody called in and said, my kids turn this age, should I have a discussion with them?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
No, don't. It's very weird for the kid.
Figure it out on their own.
It doesn't help. There's other ways to learn. They have the internet, so they can figure it out.
They've
got AI if they've got any questions. But you do see stories about parents who like pay a sex worker for, to come, you know, teach.
Oh, yeah. Porkies.
You know, like they've got, maybe they're on the spectrum or something. Yeah, sure. Yeah, something like that. And that's just one of those things where you go, boy, I mean, I'm not a parent, so I don't know, but yeah. I think I would just like to stay out of that. Even if even if my kid's 30 and I'm pretty sure he's still a virgin.
I don't know.
Like, maybe he's somewhat normal everywhere else, but
no,
just
I'm not
that
judging
one
you.
Area. I think he might still be a virgin. I just, that's, you know, that's not my concern.
Just don't talk about it.
Yeah, not my concern. You're healthy. You're happy. You got friends. A friend. And really, just a friend. A friend who isn't, you know, wanting to get the two of you to plot to blow up a school or something, but just like a decent friend. And that you're healthy. That's enough, I would think, as a parent. That's good. The worst feeling I got to think would be
knowing that
you're
getting bullied. I don't really talk to them.
Well, you definitely talk to
them.
Well,
I'm saying, like, you know, hey, get good grades. And, you know, play sports or play an instrument or something. Like, participate in something. I don't care what it is. Other than that, if you do those two things, we're not going to talk much. You know, I'll let you give you money, like, whatever. But if either of those two things stop, then you got to figure out your own way.
That's basically how my parents were, too. Were yours?
My parents weren't even do good in school. They're just like, whatever.
Well, mine weren't either. But, I mean, as far as the sex stuff, like, there wasn't a lot of...
I think my mother tried to have it with me when I was, like, 8, after I told you that kid said you got to pee in them.
Yeah, I do recall that.
Yeah.
And, well, she just wanted to warn you that you were going to lose friends if you tried that.
I remember,
reasonable.
You know, I came home, I said, I had no idea that's how you make a baby. She's like, what? I'm like, my next-door neighbor Chris said you pee and showed me a diagram.
Yeah.
It was in like a Playboy or something. And she was like, that is how you lose friends. Let's go upstairs and talk. And
Oh, no.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo! I don't know what you're doing now.
I don't either. I think we're finishing the news. One of Elon's rockets blew up. It exploded. And I thought that was like a big deal because I thought his rockets usually did pretty well. But then they said in the news, one of them exploded last year or something. And it's not supposed to be one of the rockets, I don't think, that's going to go get those stranded astronauts. This is one of the rockets that's supposed to take, you know, maybe not us, but your kids to Mars one day. All these people who are excited about going to Mars.
What is that, like a meteor shower?
A shocking sight in the sky, just minutes into the 8th test flight of SpaceX Starship. The world's largest rocket spinning out of control before breaking into pieces. Fiery debris visible in the sky across Florida and parts of the Caribbean.
So I looked out my kitchen window and I could see Starship rotating around. It was a bright white flash in the sky. I wanted to make sure, first and foremost, that it wasn't tumbling at us.
I wish I was as excited about anything as that guy is about the rockets, you know? He's excited about the rockets. He was watching. He probably one of the people that would like to go to Mars someday. And, you know, he was really worked up about it. And then on top of that, he gets to be on TV talking about how he saw it. You know?
Remember him, man.
Yeah. So anyway, Elon tweeted and said, rockets are hard. So, you know.
Fair enough.
That seems, I don't know anything about him, but I would believe that. I would definitely believe that.
I think rockets are hard.
And, you know, speaking of Elon, by the way, I don't think we talked about this.
I was going to say, speaking of hard.
Yeah, speaking of hard, doing interviews on Daily Show is hard, too, because remember that whole thing about him doing the I'll go on Daily Show if you don't edit the interview or whatever, and Daily Show said, yeah, okay, great, we'll do that, and then he said, yeah, never mind.
That's actually how the in-studio interviews normally are.
Last week, Musk responded to a video on X titled, Elon Musk Should Go on Jon Stewart's Daily Show. Musk wrote, I will do it if the show airs unedited. Musk followed up with, Jon Stewart is much more a propagandist than it would seem. Jon is too set in his ways. He used to be more bipartisan.
I'm really not sure what he thinks bipartisan means, but it's generally not, I support Donald Trump and also Germany's AfD party.
So, there you go. Stokoe called it. He said he's not going to go do the Daily Show.
Yeah, of course he will.
You were right, Stokoe. I was wrong. I thought he'd do it.
Maybe his ego would make him do it.
I thought it would be very good. And I even thought that you might learn to start liking Elon a little bit once you saw an unedited interview with him.
Hey, I'll give it a chance.
But, of course, it didn't happen. Probably because he doesn't trust John. Sounds like he doesn't trust him. And, you know, that's that. What can you do? I'm sure you can see him other places. He seems to be on TV quite a bit.
Elon?
I mean, yeah. Like every day.
I've never seen him on TV.
Yeah. He's been wearing a black hat a lot
lately. Well, I mean, I see pictures of him on TV. I haven't seen him do interviews or anything, have I?
Well, they got video of him, you know, doing the whatever that cabinet meeting was. And, you know, we got to cut all this money because we're going to go bankrupt and that sort of thing. I don't know. It feels like you hear him sometimes. You definitely see him.
I don't think I've ever heard his voice.
You definitely heard his voice. He's got that South African accent. Yeah.
Can't think of it.
Yeah. Someone on SNL, was it SNL, was doing a pretty good impression? No, it was somebody that Snow Cones for me. You sent me
Mike Myers did the SNL one.
Yeah, but the clip that you sent me was on Instagram, and that guy,
flawless.
That was impressive. It's one of those things where you go, I don't know how you would mimic Elon's mannerisms. Does he really have any that are that noticeable? And then you see this guy do it, and you're like, ah, okay, he does, and that guy's really good at it. Trump, though, you know, his buddy, Trump's had this busy week because of all the tariffs going back and forth, and you know, our biggest trading partners, Mexico and Canada, being hit with these huge tariffs, and those countries not happy about it. And then he said, like, we'd gone on the air that day to talk about, hey, the tariffs went into effect at midnight the night before, and as we were on the air, they were like, oh, they're backing out of the they're giving an exemption to the auto stuff, right, to auto parts and all that. They'll get an exemption for a month, and I don't know if it's because the stock market it has not been doing so well this week or what. They try and make it seem that way. But Trump has said, okay, we're going to back out of some more stuff with Mexico and Canada, at least temporarily. It's not everything, but they said it's the majority of things.
Tariff turmoil. Another announcement from President Trump sending Wall Street reeling, with the markets tumbling Thursday after a week of back and forth between the U.S. and its three largest trading partners. Trump declaring that more goods from Canada and Mexico will not be included in the latest tariffs.
Just a modification short term.
Providing a reprieve for now on items covered by a trade agreement negotiated under his first term. That includes a wide range of products from avocados to auto parts.
So there you go. Not everything, though, is exempt. It's not like a full exemption, which is what some of the headlines made it look like this morning. Like he you know, has paused the tariffs against Canada and Mexico. I mean, he has for, I think they said it's like ends up being 50-some% of the goods or whatever, the things that we've talked about, avocados and car parts. Those are literally the two things that we talked about, right? I guess we talked about oil at some point, and I know that Canadian premier said that he was going to turn off the electricity.
Yeah, and booze.
And booze. That's right. We talked about booze, too. We always talk about booze. So, yeah, it's just a pause, he said.
If you were Canadian, say you were the Trudeau guy over there, or the Ford guy.
Yeah.
And all these tariffs got imposed, right? And then you were like, screw you. We'll do this back to you. And then, like, that seemed to really kind of hurt Trump. At least, it seems like it.
I mean, right, he knew it was coming. But
I don't know, I don't know how it went, except for then, well, you know, what he didn't think would happen, obviously, was, you know, the stock market went down, and people were like, oh, my God, the price of avocados through the roof. If he said, well, I'll exempt some stuff, would you be like, too bad?
Yeah, I feel like
I'd just drive it in now. I'd be like, no, especially the way you said it, like just temporary, short term.
Right, quit playing these games.
No, forget it, whatever, do whatever you want. You change yours, we're staying the same.
Yeah, for some consistency, even it, like, okay, will it hurt Canadians, you know?
I don't know.
Me being the prime minister, well, let's just assume that it will cause a lot of the costs and stuff to go up on their products as well. But you say, hey, you know what also hurts is the uncertainty and this, you know, constant back and forth. Let's at least just leave it in place for a while. I'm not saying that I would leave it in place as Trudeau, if I were Trudeau, that I would leave it in place
forever
or for 5 years.
I don't know anything about it.
A couple months.
I'd leave it in place until he said, okay, we're not going to do this anymore for everything.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to be like, oh, well, we'll get rid of it now because it would help me.
Yeah.
If you guys would stop, too. Like, you can call me governor for a month.
Right. So what is Canada going to do? Because I didn't see anywhere that they...
I don't know.
And that's confusing to me. If you've got an auto part that crosses the border six times, like they said in that story about one piston going back and forth across the border six times, then would it even matter? Because if Canada is still tariffing that sub 25%, I don't know. I don't get it. It just seems like every day there's a change to whatever this plan is for the tariffs. Someone else died from the measles, which is, you know... One of those things that I never heard when I was a kid, but, well, I think nobody was dying for a while. They'd, like, eradicated it, right? They said they eradicated it. How many years ago did they say they eradicated Snow Cone? 20 years ago? 30 years ago?
No, I don't know
when it was. It wasn't, like, polio. It wasn't 100 years ago. But they, because of all the stories about this outbreak, I heard them say it several times that the United States had said that they basically eradicated it. They had eradicated it in the United States. I want to say like 15 or 20 years ago, but someone on Twitch will know. Then you've got this outbreak in Texas, and of course it spreads to other states. There's outbreaks in other states. The worst one is in Texas. And you had that kid who's unvaccinated who died. Now you have a second death, and this is an adult who has died, and they said the adult was also unvaccinated.
As measles cases climb nationwide, health officials are reporting a second death possibly tied to the virus, this time in New Mexico. An unvaccinated adult tested positive for measles after they died, according to the New Mexico Department of Health.
Dude, if they finally come out today and say it was measles and he was unvaccinated, I mean, now we got a story again.
I mean, we got New Mexico. We got Gene Hackman.
Yes, exactly. Now we got a story again. That would be amazing. Now I actually kind of want to look to see what they say in that press conference. I wasn't all that interested.
Now I just believe it. They take this to the water cooler that Gene Hackman died of the measles in New Mexico.
Yeah. Maybe what if they were having one of those measles parties?
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, you know.
Well, you know, and then they're like, oh my God, he's dead, and they run off. I would run away if Gene Hackman died while I was at a measles party. I don't know. Would you do the measles party thing? I know they said Marjorie Taylor Greene was promoting the measles party thing.
I'd go to one with her.
You would go to one with her?
I think she's sexy and stupid.
Yeah, she's not bad. Yeah, I don't know. The experts, I don't know. Is she an expert? Well, whoever. Those doctors the other day said that they don't think that having measles parties is a good way to try and prevent dying from the measles. Yeah, but, you know.
No, they say Lamar's donuts aren't great for you either in the afternoon. But
right.
You just had one of those. So.
Yes, I did. Exactly. So, and what the hell do they know anyway? For every person who says this thing, there's someone else who says another. So, you know, whatever. I'm no measles expert. I know that. I'm vaccinated, and it was not by my choice. It was not my choice to be vaccinated.
Just
like my circumcision. Yeah, they just did it without even asking me.
Stripped your rights.
Yeah. And, you know, now I'm...
Now here you are, vaccinated, circumcised. I almost called you a re-word.
Whoa. Yeah, be careful. Hey, firing squad, remember that?
I mean, as long as everybody understood what I was going to say.
Yeah, they knew. They knew, because they're not...
I'm not allowed to say it, but if I can put the thought in your brain and say it yourself, then we all
it's
get away with it. We're allowed to say it.
As good as saying
it. We're allowed to say it in our head.
Yes.
We're not allowed to say it outside, so... If you knew what I was going to say, that he was a circumcised, vaccinated...
Yes, they know. They know. A man in South Carolina will be shot to death tonight with a hood over his face by the state because South Carolina is doing the firing squad. You know,
will he be shot in the face?
They put a hood over his face. They shoot him in multiple places. I think they say they're supposed to shoot him in the heart, but they shoot in the stomach. If it's the same in South Carolina, they did say something about him being shot in the heart. But he has a public defender. I don't know how long this public defender's been his lawyer. Maybe he has since the beginning. I saw him on the news saying, like, yeah, he knows what's going to happen. He knows what to expect. But he just chose it over the idea of lethal injection because that doesn't go so well most of the time, and that sounded worse to him. So firing squad.
A metal chair, a hood over his head, and a target over his heart. That is how death row inmate Brad Sigmund is set to be executed on Friday, a death by firing squad.
Brad is aware of what the firing squad will do to him. He knows it's going to break his bones. He knows it's going to destroy his organs. But the alternative is potentially an excruciating 20-minute death.
Sigmund was convicted of first-degree murder for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat in 2002.
I gotta know what you were chuckling about, because you said Jesus as they were talking about this guy
it
being shot to the thing.
It was to break his bones, and I'm like, it'll ruin his organs. I was like, I hadn't thought of it, so it made me chuckle. I was like, just like he's aware of what it's gonna do.
He's gonna get shot,
right?
Yeah.
He's aware of what it's gonna do. It's gonna break his bones and destroy his organs. It just made me laugh.
You made him aware of it when he started saying all that. He was thinking he's just gonna get shot,
right? Exactly.
And that he's gonna die because they're gonna shoot him in the heart. They say, and the thing that I watched about the firing squad, they say that it's probably the quickest out of all the different methods because when they shoot you in the heart, should be over just like that. So I don't know. Do you guys want to get together tonight?
Are they going to put on TV?
I would assume so. Do they not? You know,
they said
they
had a choice, huh?
Maybe they don't. Well, that lawyer this morning certainly acted like he had a choice because
he appeared at the injection of the pentobarbital into his veins because he thought it would send a rush of fluid into his lungs and drown him.
And burn.
And he didn't want to go to the electric chair because that would cook him alive.
Oh, I didn't know the chair was one of the other options.
So he took just taking a bullet.
I thought, do they still use the chair anywhere in the United States?
His lawyer said he didn't want to pick, so he could pick.
God, the chair seems like probably the worst.
He could either have the chair, the lethal injection, or firing squad. You get to pick.
What do you choose? Take the firing squad. I listened to a thing about it. The other ones sound like they can go pretty bad. The firing squad things. There's multiple guys aiming at the same target, so they don't miss, really. And they say once a bullet hits your heart, it should just be over. That's that. It
should be.
Well, like, I mean, they didn't have any stories of this poor person suffered. They had plenty of those stories for people. The electric chair, I mean, God, they have to...
Well, why flip that switch so many times? It doesn't sound good. And if the other one makes you feel like you're drowning, that would be horrible.
Yeah, because they can't get the proper medication.
But why do they have to have the firing squad? You know, the guys stand far away and shoot two at the heart. Like, why that? Why not just take a big gun and put it next to my head and shoot my head off?
Right. Well,
like, why do I have to make sure? Like, oh, they're marksmen; they won't miss. Like, well, why?
And they're volunteers too.
Right? Why take the risk there? Just blow my head off.
At least in one of the states, they were volunteers. I actually don't know if they're volunteers in South Carolina, but in one of the states where they were talking about this a couple years ago, they were talking about how people had to volunteer to say, I'll be part of this. Yeah, but then you could be like 30 seconds.
With my head cut off?
They don't know how long. Yeah, remember all those old stories about blinking? Yeah, but you could see, and then you can't breathe. But right?
Well, I don't know. Your head would be off. I don't think you could tell. I don't think if you could.
Your brain, you know, is still connected to your eyes, or you might still be seeing stuff?
No, you might see it, but I don't think you're going to feel anything.
Well, but you could be trying to breathe. You could be gasping for air.
Why wouldn't you not be getting air?
There's no lungs.
Well, I mean, it's just air going actually into your head.
Yeah.
I mean, just filling the whole head. Actually, everything
I'm surprised it
air.
Kills you, to be honest with you.
The Church of Laszlo.
New Mexico officials concluded Betsy, that is Gene Hackman's wife.
Yeah.
Died February 11th, and the cause of death was hantavirus. I don't know what that is.
The hantavirus?
It's a serious and rare disease which can be fatal.
So she dies first?
Gene Hackman died a week later.
Oh!
An autopsy revealed the 95-year-old had a history of cardiovascular disease along with advanced Alzheimer's. He had a history of heart attacks and high blood pressure, although the medical investigators did not use the words heart attack. It seemed they were going in that direction. They say heart disease was the cause of death. So what they think is she died.
Yep.
And then he had Alzheimer's and heart disease and didn't know to take his pills or...
Well, probably also had mobility issues trying to get to his pills.
But he didn't even know. They said he probably didn't call the authorities because he had Alzheimer's. He didn't really know what was going on.
Just kind of confused.
So she had been taking care of him, so, and then he doesn't take his pills or anything. He dies 6 days later.
So I'm confused how this disease could kill her. She just, like, healed over and died?
I don't know what it is.
I've heard of it before, but I don't know what it is either. Yeah, but I
hantavirus?
I thought it was Hunta. I don't know.
H-A-N-T-A, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay, so then I don't know what it is then. I don't know. But whatever it is, it must have killed her quickly. So the space heater was just a red herring. Which we kind of thought it might be, but the pills, she's there trying to get the pills that are for her condition, or is she trying to get pills for her husband, and that's when she passes away. Either way, a week that he was alive. So that means that dog was in there. That dog definitely died from dehydration because it was in there presumably just as long, and he wouldn't have known to let the dog out if he had... I mean, I don't know, but if he had advanced dementia, he might have been able to get the dog out of the kennel. I don't know. Huh. Well, that most famous medical examiner of all time, whatever he is, Michael Bodden, he was totally wrong. I thought his story sounded
Betsy Arkawawa. The wife of the late Gene Hackman died of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Hantavirus polysyndrome is a condition that causes flu-like symptoms that can compress to more severe illness where people have trouble breathing.
You know, you'd think he would have it used to be Life Alert. Now it's just an Apple Watch, something to alert a doctor or whatever that you're not doing well. But she's so much younger.
Yeah,
and no one probably suspected that she would die first. And then, that sucks, man. I mean...
I heard you get hantavirus from, like... mouse poo, but
well, that's what I wondered if it was the okay. So that is what it is. The old
is it?
Yeah, like when it used to happen a lot. Used to happen a lot. I think the natives were the ones who discovered that it came from mice, because if it's the same thing,
rodent poo,
and it would happen a lot after there'd been flooding, and then the rodents would get into the I don't know the hay or something. But that's yeah. I've heard something about it, but...
Well, there you go. I think that's what she had.
No one saw that one coming. So that's it. They're done. The medical examiner didn't just give clues. They said this is it.
A week without her in there.
Ouch.
And probably was just confused, didn't know to call, didn't know where she was. Maybe knew she was dead and forgot she was dead. Like, I don't know how you live by yourself with Alzheimer's. Like,
I don't either, but maybe...
But then I'm guessing he probably didn't take his pills, right?
Yes.
Or he probably...
And maybe couldn't even feed himself. Who knows?
Or maybe went over there and that's why the pills were spilled. Got his pills, realized she was dead, was like, oh, I have to go call the police.
But they said they were really far apart. Yeah.
Right, by the time he gets back to his chair, he doesn't even remember that she's dead.
No, that could be, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, who knows what his mobility was like, but he may not have even seen her. She may have left the room, and then he's just wondering, where'd she go? And on top of that, he's got dementia. There is something to the dementia thing when you get older. I think it was Seth Rogen that talked about that. Like, if you're old and you have all of your wits about you, in some ways, he says he thinks it might be worse, because like, he had a grandma who's 100 and had all of her wits about her. All of her friends had passed away long ago.
My grandmother, she'd be like, my friends died 30 like years ago.
Yeah, and your grandma was totally mentally fine. Mentally,
absolutely fine. Yeah. Watched the news, was up on politics and everything, just like, and I would call her and she'd be like, I'm just waiting to die. Like, nobody should live this long.
It's crazy.
Right.
I just never thought of it, but it does sort of make sense. That
maybe it's your brain protecting you.
Yeah.
From like, hey, this is bad.
How scary and difficult all of this is. So, all right, well, there you go.
Gene Hackman and Betsy Akawawa.
Arkawa, maybe? Hunter, I called it. Go back, play the tape back. I totally called that.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's the governor's name of California? Newsom.
Gavin.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I know him.
You know, he's got that... He says, we played something in the news last week from a podcast. I don't even remember what the hell he was talking about. He said something, it was about the Menendez brothers, right?
I think
is what it was.
He had directed his office to look into it.
I guess he did something with that Charlie, who's the TPUSA? Is that Charlie Kirk?
Charlie Kirk.
Right? You know who Charlie Kirk is, Lazo? No. The
Turning Point founder.
Turning Point, yeah. I don't know who he really is really either. I think he's like a conservative internet guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so the two of them did a podcast together. And people are shocked because Newsom said that he does not think it is fair for trans women to play in women's sports.
Mm.
Mm. What do you think about that?
I think it's
an
issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that. I revere sports. And so the issue of fairness is completely legit. And I saw that the last couple of years. Boy, did I saw how you guys were able to weaponize that issue.
Saw how you guys were able to weaponize that issue, and I just want to make sure you know, I think it's unfair, too. Well, but I thought that we already put this behind us, because I thought Trump already said, you can't do it anyway. But, I guess, doesn't this sort of feel a little bit like they're trying to find, these politicians, they see what, they know when their enemy has good
ammo
against them that is popular with people,
right,
and is working, and it's the trans stuff in sports. Because
we looked it up. It's a good argument. It was like three.
It was like three people.
Three people that even came up about.
There were so few.
There was no sport you ever watch.
Yeah.
It was like literally three people where they were like, this trans woman is playing. It was like three.
Right. But if there was some way to quantify how well that affected elections, how many Republicans were able to win, because it was everywhere. Yeah. And everyone's always looking for that wedge issue. Gay marriage for a while was the thing. And then it was like that just suddenly kind of stopped working. It was like it was working 1 minute, and then suddenly it wasn't anymore. But the thing that cracks me up about, because, they say that Gavin Newsom is, he's one of the guys they talk about as being like the leader of the Democratic Party, maybe a nominee for president or whatever. But it kind of cracks me up that you see these guys do this stuff kind of retroactively. It's like, well, if you thought that that was such an unpopular side to be on, if you thought that the liberals, quote-unquote, were on the side of trans people should be able to play in sports or whatever, which I don't know if they were. I just know that that's what the conservatives kept telling me, so I really don't know. But if you didn't think that, then maybe you probably should have said it sooner. But I guess, if he's going to run for president...
You're going to lose an election.
If he thinks he's going to run for president, then, you sit down and you say, hey, Charlie, I just want you to know.
That's a pretty easy one to acquiesce.
We can absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Because I know people will be like, no, what are you talking about if you're on the left? But pretty easy one to acquiesce because you're not going to lose a lot of votes on that.
No. I wouldn't think.
There's three people.
I wouldn't think. I mean, are there actually a bunch of liberals who are so angry about trans women not being allowed to be in sports? Like, just the idea of it.
Just have sports.
I know, Laszlo. This is where Gavin could have used you because instead of saying, I now agree with you, and not saying that he hadn't in the past. I don't know if he'd ever talked about it in the past. But instead of saying, I now agree with you, he could have taken the whole new angle that no one has done yet except you, which is, we're just going to have sports.
Just sports.
It's just sports.
Right.
And we will have tiers. And
we'll tier it according to talent level.
Yeah.
So A, B, C, D. You know, if you got enough kids trying out for a game in high school or whatever, then A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yep.
There you go.
We already did it with bathrooms. Now, some people say, yeah, but it's disgusting or whatever. That was such a huge deal with the bathrooms. But now that they've been around a while, and I know they're not everywhere, but a lot of places have the, I mean, I think the airport here has the, I know they do. The airport here has a unisex bathroom or whatever. Are people still really upset about that?
I don't think people care.
I don't think they care. And
just have basketball.
Just have basketball. Just have baseball. Just have softball. Dude's playing softball. Chick's playing softball.
Whatever.
Whatever. But no one can
just get rid of softball altogether, but whatever.
Well, I thought you just said that you
like
softball.
I think it's a good sport. I just, you know, men made it. Men created softball. Because they didn't want women to play baseball. Like, that's a fact. They're like, women were trying out for baseball and making teams, and dudes are like, yeah, we don't love it. That little league.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we don't love that little guys got to compete with girls, so whatever, you can't play. And then women were like, well, that sucks. We want to play baseball. And then they were like, well, too bad. We're going to create another sport that you'd probably be good at, toots. Throw it underhand.
Got a bigger ball.
Make the field real small.
It is
make the ball
sort of
big so
demean,
you can see
it.
Because if it was small, you probably couldn't hit it.
It is a kind of demeaning.
It is, but I'm telling you, that's how it came about.
You got a bigger ball. Now, they figured out a way to throw it underhand.
Oh, man.
Way better than any
of
dude
course.
Ever predicted they would,
of
right?
Of course,
like, he's imagining those granny
I've
tosses.
I've seen those women, you know, strike out Pujols and A-Rod and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's videos of it where those guys can't hit it.
Well, I guess that sort of makes sense because they're not used to seeing a pitch like that. The ball, they're not
used to
looking
seeing
for.
A rising fastball.
Right.
The ball can actually go up when you throw it underhand.
Yeah. So, yeah, what they've done with it is impressive, but it is, now that you mention it, it is a little demeaning at its core. Bigger ball, you're going to throw underhanded, and we're going to give you a bigger
field
ball.
Field will be real small.
Give you a smaller field.
Yeah.
A bigger ball, a better bat, and we'll toss it underhand. How's that for you? That should help.
We'll make the ball
interesting.
Make it soft in case you get hit by it.
Because we don't want you.
We don't want you.
We don't want you getting any bruises on your face.
Yeah, don't injure your sweetheart.
The Church of Laszlo.
Oh, I forgot to tell you earlier. I know you're a Kobe fan. They're gonna they're gonna sell one of Kobe's jerseys that he wore. I think they said that he wore it like preseason and maybe his first game or something. Same with. Jordan's jersey, I don't know if he actually wore it in a game or not, I think he said, but they're going up for auction, you know, some of the first jerseys that they ever wore. And, you know, if you go bid on it, you could have a piece of Kobe history. I thought you might be interesting.
Jerseys worn by Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant during their very first NBA games are hitting the auction block. The rare pieces of memorabilia are expected to fetch about
how much do you think they're expected to fetch?
A lot.
So it's a lot, and when we get to something like this, I go, I don't even know, because if you told me a couple million, if you told me 50 million, I really,
or
at this point,
250,000, like, it's got to be more than that, but I'm going to guess 5 million.
10 million, that's what they said, they're expected to fetch about 10 million bucks a piece,
man.
So that's pretty good. Who is it that buys this stuff? Because they were talking about how a lot of times this stuff, it comes up for auction, it's in the news, and then you don't actually hear about who it was that bought it. A lot of the people purposely say, I want to remain anonymous. It's some sort of anonymous bidder. Is that just because they don't want to, is that like a way of showing class?
It has something to do with Marvel or comics or, I don't know, something to do with, you know, comic books of some sort.
And he's a collector?
He buys baseball.
Okay.
And I've heard he bought, like, you know, Barry Bonds' home run ball and stuff for millions. So I do know some people do it.
Well, yeah, there are some people that, that their name comes out. Those anonymous bidders, I always wonder if it's because they don't want to seem too showy. You know what I mean? I don't want everyone to know that I'm spending all this money on this trivial stuff. Like, we don't care, dude. If you've got the money to buy a Jordan jersey or a Kobe jersey, go for it. Speaking of players you like, Laszlo, I don't know if Kobe's one of yours. Is he like one of your top five all-time favorite athletes?
Like, no, not athlete.
No. Okay, basketball player for sure. I would know that. But what about likability? What about guys that even if you didn't think that they were necessarily great, you thought, you know who I think is really likable, and I really like that person just because they seem like they're cool.
And they're not a great athlete?
They could be a great athlete.
Right, but they're not like to be. But they're not like a top 100 player or
they
something?
Could, yeah, they could be or not. Either way, you're just like, that person seems great. Like, who's the most likable? There are those people.
Yeah.
You know, you and I both like, not to say that he's bad or anything, but you and I both like Baker a lot. And a lot of people like Baker.
Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield's a likable guy, for sure.
I would have guessed that he'd probably be near the top of the list of, when I saw that they did this, they did the results of the most likable quarterbacks in the NFL. They ranked them instead of by how good they are.
Today or
this was
anytime.
A recent list, so they do the 32 quarterbacks ranked by their likability, how much people like them, which scared me because I figured, I'm a Mahomes guy, I'm a Chiefs fan.
He's a likable guy.
Yes, but because the Chiefs are the villains, would he be at the bottom? You know what I mean? Would he be stuck right there in the middle? I mean, I feel like you say you like him, but you do bust his
Herbert's
balls a lot.
Herbert's likable, I think. He seems like a likable guy.
So you think he'd be high on the list? No one comes to mind as being the obvious number one most likable? Well, I'll just tell you who it is.
Gardner Minshew, people like him because he's a weirdo.
Okay, all right.
He drives around like a VW van or something, right?
He is not number one, though. I'll tell you,
I thought about him, and I thought maybe people hate him, too. Like I could see them hating him because he comes in little cut-off jeans and stuff. Like, maybe they're like, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
But he's likable to me, but I could see him rubbing people the wrong way.
Well, there's people on the list that I thought, I just assumed everybody liked this person. I thought this person would be way up on the list, and then they're not. And also, some of the people that are at the bottom of the list, I'm surprised, too, because like, okay, well, I guess I don't really like that person, but I thought people did. I'll just tell you what they came up with here in a sec. First, I did tell you that I would give you the breakdown of that poll they did or whatever it was where they ranked the quarterbacks on likability. So that they don't have to be good, bad, whatever. It's just how likable are they. And that's it. That's all I rated them on. So they did all of them. So they'll start at the bottom. Any guesses, though, by the way, who's at the bottom? Like, who do you think is the least likable? Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Was at the bottom. But Aaron Rodgers is next. I'm surprised. But you're not surprised at all. I guess. Man, he really is unlikable. I mean, I know I don't like him, and I figured some people still did. Are there people who are very in line with his, like the Rogan type? Well, whatever. But there's holistic type people. Whatever. I think that there would be a lot of people who actually appreciate that, but I guess not enough to keep him from being almost at the very bottom of the list. Kyler Murray is down there. Oh, Will Levis. They said something about
Will Levis.
They said something about Levis putting mayo in his coffee and that's why he's unlikable.
I've never heard this. An endorsement.
Mayo is that what it is? Coffee. I figured it was one of those.
He's an endorser for like Hellman's mayonnaise or something. That's the commercial he's done.
I thought it was probably one of those like the butter coffee things. You know, I was like, oh, I don't think he just puts mayonnaise in his coffee. There's got to be something to this. So. He's an endorser for the...
Yeah.
Okay. So, Watson, Rodgers. Oh, yeah, Levis. Then it goes Kyler Murray. Then Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
What? What's wrong with Daniel Jones?
I hate that guy.
Why do you hate him?
I just don't like him. Okay, I really don't like him.
But hold on. Pretend like he's better at being a quarterback.
I don't like him. I've never liked him.
Why, though? Like, what's...
Because he's unlikable. I don't know why. I'm just unlikable.
I didn't know people disliked him. He's got a good name, Daniel Jones.
It's not a good name.
What's wrong with it?
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, most guys change their name to Dan when they're 16.
Well, it's not going by Danny. You know, it's
still Daniel.
He might go by Dan. I don't know. Russell Wilson. They said Russell Wilson used to be like way up high on this list. And now he's gone down. So
he's
why is he just corny. Huh?
Yeah.
He's just corny with the let's ride. He's just so corny.
And his interviews.
I don't hate him.
I think people. I don't hate him either. I kind of like it. He's always like, you know, I was dating her and then. We wanted to save ourselves from marriage.
Yeah, religious. The Christian stuff.
Yeah, I think. But even like he's like, and then, you know, we were about to get it on or whatever. And he's like, and then, you know, God was like, don't do this or whatever. And I was like, really, God, right now? And then, like, all that stuff is just kind of like,
come on, bro.
Right, yeah. Like, now? Yeah. You know, about to have sex with whatever her name is.
I mean, that was uncomfortable.
Sierra, whoever it is.
That was uncomfortable.
Sierra. Whatever.
But a lot of people.
I mean, that's an unlikable thing.
Yeah, I just guess it would have put him right in the middle.
Even if you agree with it, it's kind of unlikely. You're trying to, like, you know, it's just, it's corny.
That's what I'd say. You know? It's uncomfortable for me because I see it and I go,
I'm like, even if that's true, you could just be like, you could just handle it. I mean, Kirk Cousins is a little corny with his gosh darn kid.
Exactly.
But if he were, but he's a little bit more, he's a lot more likable than Russ in that way. Like, even if you agree with everything he says, I'm not saying your religion's wrong or right, it doesn't matter, but Russ doesn't have to tell that story. That.
Okay, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, man, I was about to have sex with the hottest chick in the world, and God was like, don't do it. And I was like, damn, God, now.
Come on, bro.
Right, like, okay. He just be like, hey, you know, I dated her, and we both have been through a lot of stuff, and we decided, you know what, we're going to save ourselves from marriage. And then people would be like, oh, okay, whatever, dude, don't care.
Yeah.
It's the way he did it. Like, you know, he's like, yeah, right now, I'm horny, guy. Okay, dude, stop.
I honestly would have thought that whole, that was like a bad week for him, but I would have thought that, you know, people sort of moved on from that by now, but I guess not. I mean, it is definitely embarrassing, so.
Yeah. But I think people liked him before. I liked him.
Right, that's my thing, is that people liked him so much, and then he felt like he had a little bit of a
redemption. There was a lot of, like, you know, they drafted him late in the, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Really late, and the Seahawks had just spent, like, $50 million on a new quarterback, and that dude comes in and wins the job.
Right.
And the Seahawks got to be like, well, let's get rid of this other guy. Like, all that's really likable.
At the time, he would have had to have been at the top.
It's
I mean, one of the most
he was
likeable.
Next to Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch, who were two of the most likable.
Yeah, it was just, it was hard almost not to be kind of a Hawks fan at that time, you know? Okay, so where was I? Oh, Dak Prescott's next. Again, I guess I would just stick him right in the middle. I don't know. He has said some things, I guess. They say that, I know I've heard Nick talk about, I don't know if it's Nick, but I've heard sports people talk about how a lot of times Dak will blame other people and has a hard time taking.
I think he blames other people and then also talks about himself like he's better than he is.
That could be. I guess I don't, I just don't know enough about him, but I don't like him. That's certainly the case. I hate that guy, something about him. I just don't think he's very good and I guess I don't really like him. So, you know, and that's about where he's at on the list. Derek Carr, I hate. I hate Derek Carr. And I, you know, what is it?
I don't know.
It's like...
I don't really hate him.
It's like you with the Daniel Jones thing.
Yeah.
I don't
hate Derek Carr and his brother. I remember when he, like, it was like Monday Night Football or something, and Derek Carr, maybe he got his team in the playoffs or something. His brother was watching on TV, and his brother was cheering him. I was like, oh, I kind of like those guys. They're like not nearly as talented Manning brothers.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's kind of how I looked at him. Like, oh, but they were still cheering for each other. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Was he on Hard Knocks maybe? Did they do the Raiders?
I don't know.
There was something he did where, and it's not like I liked him before that, but there was something he did, one of those shows, and I was just like, Jesus, I cannot stand this guy. I went from not having much feeling other than he's a Raider, so screw him, to a dislike of him. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix. By the way, Caleb Williams... I don't know what the reason is. Again, I have no thought
about likability
or not. I think
maybe people don't like him because of... this is just my guess. There's no real reason not to like him except for, you know... To be honest with you, our friends, Danny Parkins and Nick Wright, talking about how he's the next coming.
That's what I...
And I think people are like...
I thought maybe you would dislike him because of that.
I do. There's a part of me that's like, meh. I don't like people that everybody says are going to be the next greatest thing. I kind of root against him then.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Okay, so Caleb, Bo Nix... Brock Purdy, again, like
what
these
the
are,
hell, why would you not like Brock Purdy?
We're right in the middle here, but Brock Purdy,
I think it's the other
seems like
way.
He should be
it's
a little
irrelevant.
Higher.
I think it's the opposite of Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
I think because he's Mr. Irrelevant, then I think there's a group of people who don't like that people root for him because of it.
I think
you see what I'm saying?
So
I think there's a group, I think there's a group of people who are like, he's not that good. You just like him because he's Mr. Irrelevant.
Okay.
He's just a dorky Camry guy.
Okay,
he's not
it.
That good. I think
got it.
The opposite of Caleb Williams, but you still get the same amount of dislike.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was surprised. I thought he'd be high on the list. Like, I just assumed people liked him. Same with the next one, Baker Mayfield. I mean, we're at 20. I certainly would not have thought
he'd like Baker.
What don't you like about him? He did that thing with Eli, that undercover
Yeah,
YouTube thing
it.
Where he dressed up. I don't remember what his character's name was. Yeah, and did the tour of the Bucks Stadium.
He's good in the commercials.
Yes.
Like, he must have had some likability for commercials to pay him.
And I thought his likability had been going up. It seemed like in the last year, Snow Cone even said something about, why does everyone love Baker Mayfield so much? And I said, I don't know. It just was not so
Yeah, but then they get rid of him in Cleveland and he goes and plays
That's a huge part of it.
I would think people like all that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's at the bottom of the list, but still, I would have thought he'd be top 10 as well. Justin Herbert, number 19. I don't have any thoughts about him.
Nope.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah,
seems
like a nice guy. I thought he might have been a little bit higher. He's kind of a good-looking dude.
Yeah, I know
in this area people would like him.
No, I
think nationally, doesn't really talk too much smack. Seems like a good guy. Has like a Subway commercial.
About him.
I have no.
He's handsome.
No negative thoughts about him.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah. Geno Smith.
Oh man, I thought he'd be higher.
Geno the Goat.
Yeah. And also just because that, you know, they wrote me off, but I didn't read it. Or whatever, I didn't write back. Yeah, like, that stuff you kind of like, right? You're like, that's it. He's a redemption story.
And Jameis Winston's got to be high up here.
Yeah.
No one doesn't like him.
Let's see, Bryce Young. Okay. I don't know how you feel about him, if you have any thoughts at all.
I don't think about him.
Sam Darnold. I'm pretty sure Lazo dislikes Darnold just for the name.
Yeah.
Just for the name. But that's a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like him. I don't like anything about him.
A reason's a reason, and a name like Darnold is reason
enough. And I hate that he had a good season, and people are like, oh, you're awesome, right?
Yeah, there was like this talk for a minute. They always do that, though.
Minnesota this last year. Like, oh, he's great. I'm like, oh, he's not.
I do feel bad for their fans. I think I like their uniforms purple uniforms, whatever. I think it's kind of cool as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad.
Well, don't feel bad, but they had Frank Tarkington at one point, so.
I think you mean Tarkenman?
Tankerton.
He's talking about Tank Tankerman. Yes.
No, Frank Tankerton.
Oh, Frank the Tank. Yes. Yeah, but, you know, it's been a long time. I feel bad for him. So, but Darnold.
No, I don't like him.
You can't. That's a name thing. And see, now that's a name. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's like Mitchell
is a reasonable name.
Daniel Jones, that's not reasonable.
Sam Darnold is not a good name. You got to change it, man. Yeah. You got to change it. You go by Sammy D.
You go by Slingin' Sammy D. Slingin' Sammy D.
Now you got a fan. You just went to the most likable on the whole goddamn grid.
Your name's Sam Donald. You're like, you call me Slingin' Sammy D, you son of a bitch. And then all of a sudden, you're like, people are like, man, I love that dude.
Let's see. So, Darnold, Gardner Minshew.
Okay,
we're at number 14 now. Okay. There's some people. So, think about who you haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Who's left? Matt Stafford.
Oh.
Matt Stafford, number 13. Now, did you think that he would be?
I thought he'd be
way up
top
on the list,
10,
or?
But not any higher than that. But
okay,
he's a pretty likable guy. His wife causes problems.
Did you think that he would be higher or lower than Goff?
Lower.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Goff is really likable.
Okay. Mahomes is number 12.
Okay.
So there you go, Chiefs fans. That's not so bad. Number 12. That's a decent spot to be. Jared Goff, one spot above Mahomes. Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson. These are the top five. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I like Joe Burrow. I do. So kill me. Okay. Tua.
Yeah, Tua's likable. And you root for him because of all the problems.
Yeah, of course.
Josh Allen's got to be up here then.
Jalen.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen, number one. How is he the most likable? Look, I get that I hate him specifically for being
sure
a Chiefs fan, but how
sure
is he the most likable? People like him more than Tua? More than Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You've got to be taking something else into consideration, like what type of season he had or something, because that's just not, that doesn't make sense. Why would you like him more? What, Haley Steinfeld or whatever,
maybe
the girl
he's
dating?
Well, I don't know. I don't like him.
Yeah, them.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Stop women.
You used to have to do that are unthinkable today. Now, you know, the way you could look at this is we've come a long way. Or you might be the kind of person who looks at this and goes, the good old days.
Oh,
which kind of person are you? Which kind of person do you think you are before I tell you the things women used to have to do? I'm going to guess that Laszlo's a good old days guy. I've heard him talk about Mad Men.
You don't know me.
You talked about Mad Men
you
know, drinking in the office.
He bases his life off Mad Men.
Right. It's like, you know.
Oh, drinking in the office now makes me some sort of. I've heard you talk about how you don't like women pilots.
That's not.
I'm just saying, imagine.
That's
not something unthinkable.
That's not,
I mean, yeah.
Well, that was unthinkable for sure, the idea that they would allow that back then.
It's the good old days.
But that's not on the list. Okay, so here's the things that women used to have to do, that they were expected to do.
I'm a modern day feminist.
They were expected to wear dresses as a symbol of their femininity. If they went out and they were in public, they were expected to wear a dress. Yeah. No yoga pants, no pajamas at CVS, right? You go out, you wear a dress. The other thing is, if you get married, once you're married, you got to quit your job. It was cute that you had that little job there for a while, and maybe you even met your husband at that job. Sure. But once you get married, you are expected to quit that job. Why?
I don't know.
Well, sure, because you're supposed to take care of the house and raise the family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're supposed to do those things.
See, I'm not like that, but you're like that.
I'm telling you what things how
I know,
you
I'm just saying, but I don't, you're saying who I would be closer to. You're like that. Like, you're all like, oh, my girlfriend can't make more money than me, or else I won't feel like a man. And I'm
well,
like,
I'd like to be able to provide for her. I wish I could provide
more
for her.
That's old school. Like, you wish that she could quit her job and raise.
But she wishes it, too. You know, she wishes that I could provide better for her. I'm quite sure she wouldn't argue that. I don't know what, you know, generation feminist that makes her, but she probably wishes that I did a little better. How about obtaining a husband's permission before making any financial decisions? Back in the day, like in the 50s, you weren't just going to go out. If you went out and bought a car, and then the bank found out that you hadn't told your husband first, oh, my God. Yeah. Now, I don't know, you know, if there were, like, legal repercussions, but certainly I'm guessing that banker's not going to want to do business with you anymore.
Well, I guess it goes with the other one where they weren't working.
Well, that's yeah.
Now you're working, you're spending your own money. True. But back then, like, hey, you're not working, taking care of the kids, trying to buy a, whatever that car was, $2,000 car.
I'm sure it goes without saying that at the time they assumed that it was her husband's money, but that's why they also probably assumed that she had gotten permission for this big purchase, you know. You're supposed to focus really on housekeeping and being and take pride in being a good housekeeper. They had magazines that, you know, gave ladies tips and tricks on how to be the best housekeeper, and women used to take pride in it. That would be unthinkable today. I don't think that that's unthinkable today if someone wants to be a good housekeeper, is it?
No, I don't think so.
I think there's some people that
they take pride in how their house looks.
Yes, and that they maybe host get-togethers because they want people to see how nice they think their house is and all those things. I don't think that that's that doesn't seem so bad. I don't know. I mean, the other ones I get, but they say that back in the day, you're supposed to conform by very strict beauty standards. Now, I would argue that women would say that they still have to abide by or feel pressure to abide by strict beauty standards. They've just changed.
Those strict beauty
so, like, back in the 50s, you were supposed to wear the dress, right? They mentioned that. And maintain a more what they call polished appearance at all times. So you're supposed to wear makeup.
Oh, I see.
You know, certainly if you're going out, but you should probably have makeup on when your husband comes home. Your hair should be done.
Yeah, sure.
Things like that. But, you know, there was also
pull it together a little bit.
Yeah, it was also back then, though, that being really skinny was out, right?
Yeah.
And there was pressure.
Curvy.
I mean, they sold stuff to try and help people gain a little bit of weight and be more curvy. Those things flip. But I would guess that I've not heard a lot of women saying, I'm so glad that there aren't beauty standards. You know, a lot of strict beauty standards
you're right.
or expectations put on women anymore. That's all you hear about. I mean, Millie Bobby Brown just did that whole thing telling other women, please stop critiquing me and other women for our looks constantly.
Looking 50.
She doesn't look 50. You're being ridiculous.
Saying.
She did look, she looked a little different, but I thought she looked good. Women were also expected back in the day to regularly host social gatherings, which goes back to the, you know, housewife thing. She had people over. I think that's a good thing that those are over, though, because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, my mom would host these things.
And my dad highballs. You have to make them highballs.
Yeah. My dad didn't want to do that, though.
No.
He didn't like it when people came over. You know, did your parents have people come over sometimes?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And didn't it seem like
parties.
Was your dad into it or was he less into it?
No, he was into it.
Oh, he was?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, cook out on the grill and make him drinks, whatever.
I could see the stress that my dad had, the look on his face when he knew that there were
people. He didn't like it?
It felt like a lost evening for him, you know.
Right.
I know the feeling because I'm his son. I get that feeling now about a lot of different things. He liked my mom's brother. He liked his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
So if it was just him coming over, like just the two of them coming over, they have dinner. He seemed to be okay with that. But my mom hosted. She hosted a lot of stuff at our house.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch lady.
Exactly.
Over, yeah.
That's how that happened. And so there was a lot of church friends over at the house.
Yeah,
and
that sucks.
Cousin Stephen.
There wasn't a lot of church people at my dad's get-togethers.
No. No, I could see
maybe
that.
Maybe that was different.
Maybe.
Maybe your dad would have liked to come over to our house. A lot less church, a lot more drinking.
Yeah, maybe. There was plenty of drinking, but you know, my dad had this guy that was supposed to be like his best friend, and this guy's wife and kids would. My mom would invite them over. Now, this was supposed to be my dad's best friend, one of his best friends. My dad was never the one who invited him over. And any time that family was coming over, my dad was
pissed. I mean, I saw him behind closed doors, huffing and puffing. It was his friend. So my mom would invite his friend over. I can't imagine that now. Like if Brooke said, I've invited Lazo over, and she didn't ask me. No, like it wasn't my idea. Sure. She just said, hey, we're getting together tonight with your friends. Look, it's bad enough that we're getting together. But if we're going to get together because you're telling me we're getting together, we're doing it with your friends.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you're lucky because if she was like, hey, do you want to come over? I'd be like, no.
Well, right. Yeah. I'm lucky because you'd say no. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
You don't have to deal with that.
Yeah. Another thing that women were expected to do back in the 50s and 60s was be obedient when they were married. Mm. You know?
Well, those were the days.
Obedient to their husband. They call it marital obedience. And it was so expected that in places like church, a minister or whatever might actually tell the woman, hey, it sounds to me like you're not listening to your husband. You need to listen to him. Now, they say this is unthinkable today. I'm pretty sure that still goes on in churches, does it not?
Well, I don't go to church. I don't know.
I know, but
I'm sure it still goes on in relationships.
And it goes, I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of stuff in church about you're supposed to listen to your husband. Do what your husband says.
I think we're in like kind of a murky period now.
Like the in-between days?
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, no. Because I still think there's a lot of women. I know women could change, right? I still think there's a lot of women who think, like, I want my husband to lead the family. I hear that a lot, right? Like, lead. Yeah. You need to lead. You know, he's not a leader. He's, you know, wishy-washy or whatever. Like, I want a man who can lead. But then also, like, don't tell me what to do, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this thing where you're like, I think as sexes, we're trying to figure out what that looks like. What's it look like for a man to lead his family and also, I don't know, have a 50-50 partner who helps? You know what I mean? Like, how do I lead if you're telling me what to do? Like, I think we're kind of in that kind of weird, strange place where I don't know if we ever get out of it. Who knows?
You're right. It's probably the minority of churches where the head of that church, minister, whatever, preacher, would openly say, you're supposed to do what your husband says. You're supposed to be sweet and quiet or whatever. I'm sure that is the minority.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think those are the same. But, I think, you know. I don't know.
It's
a troubling time where you're like, okay, I'll lead, but, you know.
Yeah.
By what? Example only? I don't know. What do you want?
Yeah. Another thing was
I'm more like, you lead. I'd rather not.
You've made that very clear. Yeah.
I'll just sit on the couch. You lead us wherever we're going, whatever.
Yeah, figure it out.
Don't care.
And I'm first to admit that probably most of the good decisions as an adult that I've made was because someone was like, you need to do this. Like, that's not crazy to think or to admit. I'm totally willing to admit that. I'd be in worse shape for sure. They also were supposed to take different classes. Now, I don't know when this was the case. They're saying it's the 50s. Mm-hmm. But they're saying that women
weren't
taught
math. As a guy who's divorced and you're divorced, you're going to try marriage again. I do think it's funny that there's this lady on our Twitch, and it seems like a nice lady. I like her. Crunchberry.
Yeah.
And she says, for both of my weddings, I left the word obey out. I mean, you can leave it out for the third one, too, bitch. Like, it ain't working.
The Church of Laszlo.
Do you know this person's name, Stokone?
I know the username.
Okay, but she's on
TikTok and Instagram. It's Reb Mazel.
And she just started sharing these things that, you know, she's complaining. She's bitching about stuff that people enjoy doing. That a lot of people enjoy doing. Maybe not everyone. You got audio of this video, correct? I have some, but I'm telling you right now, I need you to read along because I kind of have a hard time understanding her. I mean, she's got like a... I assume that that's originally a TikTok video where it's got all you can actually read along with it.
She's opening her notes app. That's the background.
She talks so fast that it's hard to understand her sometimes. But Snowcone gave you an example already, Lazo. Climbing Mount Everest is one of the things she says.
Okay.
Stupid, you're paying someone to take you up there.
Okay.
You're going with a group of other people. So even if you do it, did you really climb Mount Everest, right?
Yeah.
I've heard people
say that before. Like, it's not the same as the early people. Because these things now where they pay climb it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, no, but that is the thing that people
is
say now.
Is he starting to get stuff confused again?
I think it's...
I'm just giving you an example.
Is that an example? Does she say if you...
She says climb Mount Everest. I'm expanding on this because she just rapid fires through different things.
So, but you're saying, did you really go?
And
people have said... Stop real quick. There is a group of people out there that you're aware of that say, if you climbed Mount Everest with a group of other people, did you even climb it?
Well, no. They say that there's people who pay a bunch of money who are rich, who aren't that great at mountain climbing or whatever, and they're just going up there and they're basically having someone do it for them because they're using supplemented oxygen and all these things that they consider cheating. Look, man, it's impressive to me, but I also don't do it. I don't want to do
I've
it.
I've never heard that.
So there's these people like, you know, you got to go up there, you got to do it.
Carried up like babies?
Basically, yeah. That's what they say.
That
yes.
True.
Well, that's, but I'm not saying
I'm
I agree.
I'm not trying to Google and find one person saying what you're saying.
Okay, I'll see
all
if
right,
I can
I'll
find it. But just start rapid firing through these.
Okay.
Hi. Very long. But rapid fire list of the worst uses of free will that humans engage in. No, it's not the obvious ones, and it is not in any particular order. Times Square on New Year's Eve. You wear a diaper for 12 hours, no food or drink, no
pause
bathroom.
And you do you yeah. wear really wear a diaper?
Yeah. No,
are there people wearing diapers in
yeah,
Times Square? That's
like,
a true thing.
That's like been known. Yeah.
Oh, because you just can't move.
You got to stay, keep your spot.
Okay, that doesn't sound fun to me.
No. Bathroom and you are shoved against strangers. I'd rather gnaw my own pinky off. Mount Everest, climbing it. You pay hundreds of thousands of dollars just to wait in line at the top. Cave diving. If you want to microdose the worst death that I could ever imagine, that's your prerogative.
Okay, yeah, the cave diving. When I was in college, Missouri Western University, mm-hmm. go Griffins. My advisor was a spelunker, and he wanted me to go. I can't do it, but I'm claustrophobic anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's that rare to be claustrophobic. I think a lot of people probably
sounds
do it and overcome it.
To get caught in there, like
just
I'm not
fun.
Wanna, yeah, no.
Yeah, like what mm-hmm. is you know, and people who want to do it. I'm not mad at you. I just, it does not. There's no part of it where I go, man, I wish I had the guts to do that because it seems cool. No.
For it. Instagram photos at Auschwitz, the aesthetic ones. What's that about? Talking to cops. Yeah. Stop talking to the police.
Okay, so people who take pictures at the death camps, like at Auschwitz,
mm-hmm.
there's been some criticism of a lot of these girls will like smile and take selfies.
Yeah.
It seems in poor taste.
Right.
Well, it seems in poor taste to take a selfie while you're smiling.
Right.
Not necessarily in poor taste to take a picture.
Exactly. There's a way to do it.
Yeah.
And then what would she say after that?
She was saying, don't talk to cops.
Stop. Oh, yeah.
Talking to cops. Stop talking to the police. Stop doing that. I'm a lawyer. Stop doing that.
We've said that for a long time.
Okay.
Hitting
it's
kids,
tough.
Why do you have beef with the six-year-old?
Cults you've said that what many times. Hitting kids, why do you have beef with the six-year-old? What, the way Laza puts it is, don't use your size advantage.
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah.
You don't have to use your size advantage against them.
But I know plenty of people do, and also I'm not a parent, so I'll just, you know. I was spanked, and I turned out pretty good.
Cults without hobbies or perks. You don't even have a volleyball team or a knitting club, an organic garden, or a compound you can all move into. What's the point?
So is that when she's saying cults?
Cults.
Without hobbies or perks?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure.
I'm not totally sure. Are there cults that have hobbies and perks?
I don't know.
I'm sure there are. There's people who are... Maybe there's a cult of cave divers.
The cult is it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like knitting, the knitting cult, you know, the... bitches with whatever
okay.
They call themselves
bitches
that,
with
they?
Their stupid stuff.
No, they call themselves that, right?
Yeah, no, they. I know what you're talking about. There's like the whatever club and the purple hats and whatever. There's,
right,
there's
different
things.
Like a knitting thing. It's called
I'm
bitches
sure.
with
yeah.
something. I forget it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like a cult. And you know. Yeah, I get it.
You knit.
Confederate flag tattoo. You lost. Burning Man. Dad naming their child after an ex-organist.
Burning Man, I don't really know what it is. To be honest with you, I'm not positive. I know they burn those sticks at the end, and people camp. Is that what they do? They get stuck in the mud trying to get out of there?
It's like a week-long music and arts festival at the end.
But is there like an actual stage?
I think there's like EDM DJs.
Yeah, how?
I never see a stage.
I think it's like a whole market people set up and they trade. And there's no money. There's no currency. You have to trade.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've read that. I thought the people just went there, did
people
drugs,
just go did
maybe
drugs,
listen to music.
Set the big man on fire at the end.
Okay. But there is a stage there with someone performing.
I think so.
Yeah,
that's the
people
part
say it's mostly
music.
Art.
Mostly art. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds
okay.
All right.
Burning Man. Dad naming their child after an ex or a mistress. Yes, this happens. Refusing to join the wave at a sporting event.
I didn't know that happened, by the way. Dad's naming their kids after an ex or a mistress. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, because you want to appease the mistress.
So
she's like, I thought you were going to leave your wife. And you're
Adam
like, don't worry,
Adam
I'm going to name
that.
My kid.
Remember Adam Levine named his kid after his...
Yeah, that was the first one. I was thinking there was somebody that we talked about. Is that the one that we talked about? And, I just never dawned on me. And does it work, by the way?
I have no idea.
It must. If people are doing it, like, okay, all right, calm down.
I think you're just trying to settle everything down at the time.
Right, hey.
You're probably not looking at, like, what are the long-term implications of this.
Got a beautiful
this
name.
Is going to work. You're just like, I'm going to name my baby after you.
Yeah.
When the
wave like, okay. Wink, wink.
Have some joy in your heart, being a Chris Brown fan. Choosing to be a scam caller, I would rather you rob my grandmother.
Okay, the scam caller. I mean, look, we all agree scammers are bad.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I've seen some of those.
Money.
I've seen some of those YouTube videos where they're like, here's how to scam, and here's how to, you know, become one of these guys who scams single older ladies, not old, but like single women who were, you know, over 50, over 50. And, you know, they've had a rough go and they're looking for love. Here's how to scam them. And I've watched some of those and gone, okay, I see how people get sucked into this. I would never do it.
Are you saying, like, of course.
I would never
do it. I mean, it is free will. You don't want to do it. But, I mean, is there some allure to being a con man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you make your money, just lying to people.
Well,
and then
especially
money?
Like divorced women in their 50s. The old people, I can't do it. I can't do it. But the divorced women in their 50s, maybe getting some alimony? I'll take a piece of that. Mm. I'm not saying I am.
Because this is embarrassing. Visiting the strip club when you are broke, not waving back at a baby actively waving at you. DIY house flipping. I see 87 housing code violations and not a single good decor choice.
One of the things she said in there, and I heard that the first time you sent it to me, is not waving back at a baby when it waves you.
Yeah.
And I'm just imagining someone standing in a line at a grocery store, and there's the baby in the cart, right?
Yeah.
And it's waving, and the person just stares straight at I've never seen that. But if I did, I think I would alert someone, like, hey, are you guys looking for any serial killers or anything? Because I think he's here.
I could give that baby the finger.
That is something.
You, baby. I don't know you.
Letting your boyfriend use your car while you're at work all day. Ladies, this needs to stop. Cybertruck.
Wait, hey, why?
What? Oh, okay. Sorry. So he can't borrow the car because his broke ass should have a car?
Oh, I guess.
Oh, you know, I'm sure you never borrow anything of his. Like, come on. This is, they wouldn't say that the other way.
Like all the other ones I kind of see, but that one, I don't know.
Why can't he use the car?
Right.
Maybe he's having a tough go of it. He's trying to apply for jobs.
By the way, I would do it the other way. If I had a car and we were together, a boyfriend and girlfriend, and I'm at work, it doesn't need it, and you need it, it's just sitting in the parking lot.
Right.
You can take
exactly.
It.
And no one would say anything about that.
I would
stop letting her drive
for
car.
A lot of people. They're just like, dude, I need your car for a week. I'd be like, yeah, well, just drop me off at work or come get it and bring it back.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I don't know it's gone.
Right.
I'm not going to walk out here. So, like, if as long as it's back when I come back out, you can borrow it.
Okay, I wondered if there's something obvious, because she is a lawyer, and she's saying, ladies, you need to stop this. Like, does she see something in, like, divorces, or where, I don't understand, why is the guy not allowed to use a car? Maybe they're using the girl's car to cheat on the girl. Well, then, in that case, it's the cheating that's bad, not the car.
I don't think it's that.
Not the car use. I don't think loaning the car to someone is bad. It seems like a nice thing to do, and a reasonable, especially if you're in a relationship, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
If you won't let me drive your car, now I'm like, and you say something like, I don't know, I just got that car, it's
well,
nice.
That's one
like,
of those things that I put in the back of my brain.
Exactly, exactly.
So when you're like, can you pick me up from the hospital? I'm like, meh,
I just got
out of
this
my
car.
Way.
Yeah.
Can you drop me off at the airport? Maybe not.
Exactly.
Maybe not. I mean, we've already laid the groundwork here that we're not friends like that. You aren't letting me borrow your car, I'm not helping you change the tire. Whatever.
Yeah.
We've kind of set this path in course, and now
car's more important. Yeah. I get it. That's fine. Yeah.
Cybertruck, dating men, listening to the Dance Monkey song unironically. Child marriages.
That
went on for a while, didn't it? And it still happens today. I know. Driving obnoxiously large souped-up trucks to your office job Monday through Friday. That truck was built to haul 1-ton farm equipment. You are parking it at a T-Mobile where you clock in every week. You live in a suburb, a big city. You've never...
Oh, she's really going on the big souped-up lifted trucks, isn't she? That's like the biggest.
Manual labor. You don't even like camping. Reasonably sized trucks are right there. Get them. Handful of almonds as a snack. Anything Titanic-related. Who gives a f*** anymore?
What's with the almonds?
Yeah, why can't you have almonds?
She said a handful of almonds as a snack.
We gotta stop doing that?
Yeah, she doesn't like the Titanic.
Get them. Handful of almonds as a snack.
That's it.
That's it? You're just not allowed to have almonds as a snack?
A handful of almonds as a snack. I don't know.
She doesn't like that, though.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying, right? And then she doesn't like it if you're way into the Titanic, which, sorry, I have an interest. How does that bother you at all? People like history sometimes. They might be interested in something.
The movie or the actual Titanic?
Oh, if you like the movie, then
I like the movie. I don't like the Titanic.
I could see the movie being a problem.
The ship to me didn't matter.
Right.
The name of the ship was irrelevant to me. Right. It was a story that I liked,
of course.
Get them. Hunting animals for no reason. Gender reveal parties where anything explodes. Having 12 kids and also Irish twins. Get off of her.
Gender reveal parties where anything explodes.
Wait, what? Having 12 kids?
Having 12 kids. Is,
and then
that's
having
one.
Irish twins.
Then having an Irish twin.
It's when you have two kids in the same year.
Oh. I thought it was like an Eskimo like brother. Wait. Because she said, like Irish twins. Get off of her. I was like, man. She's talking about... I didn't know what was happening here. I was like, I didn't know Eskimo brothers had to be at the same time. I thought it was like different times. I didn't know.
My nieces are Eskimo twins.
Well, there's a million more of those, but...
I mean, they're not. I think it's Irish twins, but if it's the same difference, I don't know. What exactly? Can you just use your hands to show me what an Eskimo twin is to make sure that
you
I know what
Silk
it is?
You and Silk are Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
I'm sure... Well, I don't know if me and you are. There's been no proof. No, that's not where you touch each other's wieners.
You both banged the same chick.
You had sex with the same chick at different times.
Oh, that's Eskimo brothers?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I thought it was when we rubbed our noses together and then snoodled.
That's Eskimo kisses.
And then docked, space docked.
No.
Okay.
That's not it.
Eskimo kisses.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're supposed to say that word anymore at all, are you?
Eskimo?
Yeah. I think it's Inuit.
Whatever. Inuit?
Yeah. No more Eskimo.
What the hell's an Inuit?
An Eskimo.
TurboTax.
What is Inuit?
It's an Eskimo.
What?
Yes.
Since when? What is Inuit?
I don't know, but now I feel like maybe
it's like
that's
a native
the,
thing.
That's the derogatory term. I'm not sure.
I think you can say native. I think
Let's
Inuit
native.
Means native, doesn't it?
Is that probably?
Ugh. But you're not supposed to say. You know what? I'll bet you can say it when you're talking about Eskimo brothers, right?
I think so.
Because we're not natives.
I think so.
Wait.
Yeah. So that's probably okay.
What should I say instead of Eskimo? I had no idea this was a bad thing. What should
we're Inuit I brothers? Say... Don't say that. That sounds way worse, right?
Yeah, I think Inuit
that's
might
worse.
Be the derogatory term. I'm not sure.
I don't know. That's what they started calling them on Nova. I think. Excuse me.
Inuit. The correct term for the people formerly known as Eskimos is Inuit.
Formerly known.
So, I don't know. All right, fine. I don't care. Being replaced by the term Inuit or Yupik, which means the people.
Yeah.
Better still to refer to the Western group as Yupik. Yeah. All right, good. Well, whatever.
Okay.
You two dudes are Yupik brothers. I don't care what you call it.
That's
to get it right.
What you shouldn't do.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
We done?
That's it. We're done.
Oh, good.
I feel like we learned a lot today. Mm. Really appreciate it. And if you missed anything,
Well,
you should have been on Twitch with us, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. So, can't they go back and see what we discussed on Twitch?
They sure can. Twitch and YouTube.
So just, It's hard to remember sometimes what was on the air and what wasn't, but I learned a lot.
And subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
And like it or whatever. I don't know if it helps us or not. Leave a rating.
Please do.
Right?
Please do.
Go get some Church of Laszlo vodka, for Christ's sakes.
Yes, all those things.
Anything else?
I don't think that's it.
All right, well, I feel like I was mean to Crunchberry today, so good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.